Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about a marketing course that Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development Corporation is looking to provide to some local businesses for free. But before we get into that, there are a couple of fundraisers happening today in support of the United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. So we have a couple people joining me over the phone to talk about this. First, right now, we have the campaign chair for the community campaign, Tana LeBlanc. So, Tana, first off, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. And let's start off with the first fundraiser. We have another really, really, really big 50-50. I hope I had enough reallys in there.
Thanks, Jaron. Yeah, it's Local Love Day here in Fort McMurray, and we are really excited for the return of our really, really, really three reallys, really, really, really big 50-50. So it's exciting that we're partnering with yourself, Harvard Broadcasting, Mix 103.7 and 105 Cruise. Our last winner won over $90,000. And so ticket sales started this morning at 12:01. They're going to go until 9 p.m. tonight, and you can get your tickets on uw5050.ca.
All right, so we got the 50-50, and I know that A&W is taking part as well.
Yeah, we're so appreciative of the partnership with A&W. The Local Love Day initiative with A&W started back in 2019, and a dollar from every teen burger sold will be donated to the United Way Community Campaign. And that's through the carryout or through the drive-thru. So we encourage everyone to head to A&W today and get your teen burger, and a portion of that will go to support United Way.
Now, I got to ask, having two events, you know, coincide, I know that these really, really, really big 50-50 draws are still new. The A&W Love Day is a little bit older, but why did you want to have both events on the same day? Couldn't you have had one today and maybe next week, or wouldn't that have been a little bit easier, or am I wrong on this?
Well, maybe, but I think having the two together really speaks to how important local love is, and honestly, now more than ever. So it really helps us by pairing them together, create awareness, and really get everyone thinking about, you know, who United Way is, what we do in the community, and how we support, how we can really make a difference together to solve some of those complex needs of the people in Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to clarify again for those who are maybe just tuning in or just listening, these are two different campaigns. So if you want to support the 50-50 draw specifically, you can get a ticket. And if you go buy a burger at A&W, a dollar will go towards the community campaign, which everyone knows is your biggest fundraiser, which usually we see the results by the end of the year.
We do. That annual community campaign really is critical here in Fort McMurray to ensuring that those vital social services, those programs that we need to help our communities most vulnerable, stay intact and be able to assist our youth, our seniors, those that may be disadvantaged. So community campaign, really critical. It helps over 48,000 people in Wood Buffalo area, and this is just a great way to create awareness.
All right. Well, Tana, since this is the first interview you're doing as the campaign chair, specifically with us, I ask this question every single time I've had a chair come on, and I've been here for about 5 years now, so it's been
It's been a common question, but I don't know if I'm the curse, but every year I've been here, we've unfortunately fallen just a little bit short of the campaign goal. We've still been able to raise a lot of money, thanks to a lot of people in the community, a lot of our oil companies who are supporting as well. We obviously don't know what the goal is right now, but is there maybe optimism this year that we might be able to finally hit that goal and, you know, end that streak?
Yeah, absolute optimism. You know, it's always amazing to me how Fort McMurray comes together to support one another, and so always very optimistic. Every contribution, every effort, everyone who volunteers, it all helps. It's all really important and impactful. So regardless of what the total is this year, we're just really optimistic about how we can help our community.
All right. Well, before I let you go, we will be having Kathy Steves, the new executive director with the United Way, on afterwards, and I'm sure she'll share the information again. But maybe for those who are just tuning in just to hear this right now, how can they take part in both campaigns today?
Excellent. Thank you. Well, you can take part in the really, really, really big 50-50 today only. Ticket sales are at uw5050.ca. And you can also take part in the local love day with A&W by getting your teen burger, a dollar from every teen burger sold, either through the drive-thru or carryout at our A&W today, will go towards United Way.
Once again, that was Tana LeBlanc, who is this year's United Way Community Campaign Chair, talking about a couple of exciting fundraisers happening today in support of the United Way. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with the United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Four.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we're talking about two fundraisers happening today in support of United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. And joining me over the phone right now to talk about them is Kathy Steves, the new executive director for the organization. And Kathy, I know we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, the money that's going to be raised and, you know, how it's going to help the organization. But before we get into that, this is your first time on Fort McMurray Matters since you took over as executive director. So maybe for those who just don't know who you are, can you share a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So I came to Fort McMurray about 10 years ago with my boy Mitch, and have loved every moment of being here. I think the trick was getting involved in the community right away. We volunteered with the food festival, we volunteered with the food bank, we volunteered with the SPCA. We became heavily entrenched in the people and the, you know, the mission of this community to be a wonderful place. And it has been a wonderful opportunity for both Mitch and I. And he's really loved the arts sector of this community and is active with the Arts Council Wood Buffalo, with the Legion Band. He's a bagpiper. So I don't think we would have had these opportunities living anywhere else. And what we noticed right off the bat was the extreme generosity. We attended some Northern Lights Festival of Trees and some of those gala things during the height of the season. And I was always so amazed and touched by the generosity that came out during those events. It wasn't just about showing up and looking dazzling. It was about giving to this community. And that'll never leave me. And actually, it inspired me to be where I am today. This is such a perfect fit for me. My purpose in life is to help others. And as you know, Jaron, I was working with emergency social services, which is about helping people in a time of great crisis and need. And although the United Way takes out the crisis part and the emergency part of things, I still feel like my life's purpose is going in the right direction to make a difference and to solve some of these social issues that we have here and to bring people together and to make this a great place for people to come and raise their families and to work and most of all, to give back.
So
I mentioned that we have some an exciting event happening, and we had just talked to Tana before the break, just talking a little bit about the 50-50 and what's going on with the A&W. But I want to talk about just how much this is going to help the United Way. And I know in the last few months we had your campaign chair for your community campaign, Craig Picton, on a couple times, just talking about how much these funds are going to help. And we know that all the organizations, you know, they're struggling right now. So
they are. It's true.
When you have an event like this, how important is it that, you know, we can raise as much as we can? Because we know exactly where the money's going towards.
Absolutely. And every penny counts. One thing that the community may need to understand about the United Way is that we give the money to the agencies that need it the most, where it can make its biggest impact. As a resident here, I want to know that if I only have $20 to give this year because of economic hard times, I want to know that that $20 is going to make the biggest impact possible. And then you have to consider, am I really the person to know where it should go as a regular citizen here? And maybe not. But if you need help to find an organization that can use it and put it to its biggest advantage, please donate to the United Way. The staff and team here are literally experts at finding where money should go. And then the agencies that receive this money are required to report back to us on a quarterly basis about how it's spent. So it's not only just given to the agencies, we monitor and make sure that what they said it was going to do actually gets done. So I think that's an important consideration when you're donating to an agency or to a cause, that it makes the biggest difference, it does what it says it's going to do, and you feel good about where your money has gone. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that we stretch pennies here like crazy. So every penny counts. This 50-50 draw, the money raised will go the extra mile. So I encourage everybody to come out, buy a burger. Who doesn't love an A&W burger?
I can't argue against that.
I've been preparing since yesterday for this event. I haven't eaten since yesterday just to prepare for this. And I intend to sample every variation of the A&W burger that is available, and support as much as I can as well. And every penny counts. It goes to where it's needed. And we really, honestly, sincerely appreciate the support that this community has for social profit and making this a great place for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we obviously know that this time a lot of people are struggling and a lot of people can't donate. And we, and I know the organization is fully understanding of that. But, you know, maybe people who can provide, you know, even just $5, and they're wondering, you know, is this really going to help? And we know that, you know, that $5 could be the difference between the food bank potentially not being able to afford a hamper to help somebody. Another organization like Girls Inc. not being able to continue one of their programs for the month. And we know we have a lot more member agencies. So, like you mentioned earlier, every dollar really does count.
Oh, it sure does. And I have witnessed the generosity of Fort McMurray during the COVID camp, you know, during the, I was going to say the COVID campaign. No, it's the COVID pandemic. It's here for a while. But we noticed the generosity. And even though people are in their homes, working from home, looking for work, struggling mentally, financially, there is still that human need to help others. And like you said, Jaron, every $5 counts. And I remember hearing on the radio recently about a campaign where they were just asking people to remember their kindness and let's be kind to each other. And money seemed to come out of the woodworks only because people do want to give. It's in us to give and to help. So I think that the generosity in Fort McMurray, and we know this, surpasses the Canadian average. We're still here. We still want to be part of this community. And by buying a burger and coming out and having some fun, going through the drive-thru in a very COVID-safe way, and just being part of the excitement that you're doing something to help while enjoying one of our local restaurants, I think is a win-win win for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just talking about one of the positives that have come out of COVID-19, there's not a lot, but when we've seen different events like this, different campaigns raising money, a lot of people expected a huge drop, and that wasn't the case. So I know a lot of a lot of the events really did hit their goal or were really close. So
yeah.
it just shows that this community is really stepping up for one another.
Exactly. And Fort McMurrians are strong people. And I dare say that we are stronger because of all the experiences we've had collectively. And we will get through this together, just like we did with all the other big events that happen around here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, Kathy, before I let you go, we got to finish off again with how can people take part in the 50-50? And is there a time limit for when you can go to A&W? Is it all day? I'm assuming there's a cutoff.
It's all day. It's their work, their business hours. So go anytime they're open. It lasts all day. $1 from every A&W Teen Burger sold on March 25th will be donated to the United Way Fort McMurray in Wood Buffalo. And you can either scan that QR code that you see on the signs that are going to be all over the community, or you can go to a website, uw5050.ca, to buy your tickets.
Once again, that was Kathy Steves, Executive Director of the United Way Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about a marketing course that Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development Corporation is looking to provide to some local businesses for free.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we were talking about two fundraisers being held today in support of United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, a 50-50 draw with tickets available through the United Way's website. And also, A&W is donating $1 from every teen burger sold today, which will go towards the United Way's annual community campaign. We're going to be changing topics now, and joining me over the phone is Allison J. Brand, who is the creator of a marketing course that Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development Corporation is looking to provide to some local businesses for free. So, Allison, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. Maybe just to start off with, explain a little bit more about what this course actually is.
Absolutely. I think a little bit of context would help. I own and operate a marketing agency, and I've been in marketing for 22 years. Mm-hmm. And over that time, you know, as an agency, we have companies come to us. They need help defining what to do, what to say, and where to focus in their marketing. And we're able to help them when they reach a certain size. But for a lot of companies, small businesses, they've grown past the point of being able to do their marketing themselves. Or they've grown to the point where they're not sure if the time and money they're investing is working for their business. And in my experience, they are feeling a lot of stress and concern, like they're spinning their wheels and maybe wasting time and money that they don't have as a small business owner who's chief cook and bottle washer. And so I created this course really to help those small business owners who have grown to the point where they're big enough to need some strategic help with their marketing, but they're too small to afford it from a marketing agency just yet. And we wanted to teach them and empower them with some of the strategic skills and the processes that we use in the marketing world to really define effective marketing for a small business.
Okay, I feel like a good comparison is taxes, where we have a lot of people pay someone to do their own taxes, but it's just as beneficial or maybe very beneficial if you had the skills yourself as well.
That is such a great analogy, and I actually love that you brought it up. It actually is very beneficial for a small business owner to figure out how to market their business. Marketing is almost one of the last pieces in the operational manual that you want to totally detach yourself from when it comes to your business. And that's because marketing is your direct line of communication to your customer. It's the only way that your customer will have a sense of who you are, what you do, what you stand for, and what makes you unique. And too many times, you know, I understand why business owners are really anxious to outsource this, and it's usually just from a lack of confidence that they don't know if they're doing the right thing. I understand why they want to do that. But that can actually be detrimental when you're growing a business. You know, when you're at that $500,000 or $1 million or $1.5 million revenue point, and you know that you've got a good, solid business here, and you just want to get marketing off your plate, that's actually a really good time to dig in and learn about the fundamentals of not only marketing, but building a brand that can take you into the next level of growth. It's a really good time to dig in.
Mm-hmm. And I know you kind of touched on it a little bit there, that most people are just kind of nervous if they're doing everything, you know, correctly. Is that maybe the biggest mm-hmm. issue that you usually hear when it comes to these businesses, when it comes to marketing? And again, when I talk about marketing, it seems like one of those, you know, aspects in a business that it's so important, but it's just so tricky at the mm-hmm. same time.
Yeah. Well, listen, my industry hasn't made it any easier for people. Marketing is such a big word. It means so many things. And I think because there's so many specialties and ways to market a business today in the digital era, you know, should we be on social media? What's the newest platform? You know, my competitor is all of a sudden on TikTok. Do I need to be on TikTok? What is TikTok? You know, there's all of these questions that business owners have. And yes, I think a lack of confidence really is a big challenge that I hear over and over. And it's not that, I mean, business owners are a tough breed, right? You got to be bold to be a business owner. So it's not that shaking in my boots, lack of confidence. It's like I have very precious time and resources to commit to marketing my business. And I've got a million things to do to grow it. And I've got a team to take care of. And, you know, I've got a shop to run or what have you. And they just don't want to waste their time doing the wrong thing. So that leads to a number of things, like either outsourcing to somebody too soon, or it can also just lead to inconsistency. So where a business owner maybe doesn't keep up with their regular marketing activities. And it really does come down to this lack of confidence and a desire to use their time properly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we know that ECDev here will be offering this course for free for 12 business owners, mm-hmm. which is definitely exciting for some local businesses. And I know you can't talk about that too much, but I'm curious how ECDev and you guys got into contact, as we were talking a little bit off air, and you're actually in BC. So obviously, this is a virtual mm-hmm. course, and I think that's obvious with the COVID-19 pandemic. But how did you, the two parties, kind of connect?
Yeah, so I actually launched this course last year on March 16th, and that was at least in BC when the COVID sort of lockdown was announced out here. And I had launched it to a group of 12 business owners to really try to make a difference during the pandemic and help companies, you know, get through this phase. It was something that was actually planned pre-pandemic, but actually, I'm going to answer that question again. So I actually launched this course last year on March 16th. It just happened to be the day that the lockdown was announced in BC for the COVID pandemic. And, you know, we ended up selling out the course to 12 business owners. It was our inaugural launch. And one of those course members was a business owner from Fort McMurray. And she was just a star. I mean, she was just a star in this course and has really leveraged the content that she learned in it. And she recommended the course to Startup YMM and the Wood Buffalo Economic Development Group. So that's how we got in contact. And I actually have a very, very good friend of mine who moved to Fort McMurray a number of years ago from BC. And so it's sort of, I've been at a distance, kind of a witness to the community of Fort McMurray through the forest fires and through the flood. And the flood happened last year during the course when we were going through our inaugural launch of the course. And I'm just so excited, actually, to be delivering this course to the community of Fort Mac and Wood Buffalo, just knowing the grit and the toughness of just the people in the community and how that would be, you know, carried into the business community. I can only imagine what can be done when we can share this information with these business owners.
Before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
So what we're really looking to share with business owners is what we've coined here at our agency. It's called the Business to Brand Framework, and it's how to grow a small business into a brand that rallies your team in the alignment and the engagement of your operations and gets really people, everybody dialed in to delivering your brand promise and your brand experience, but also, of course, rallies customers and gets them excited about your brand and engages a more ready buyer. So the skills that people will learn are, really valuable in how to write powerful marketing messages that are going to attract the right customer, or write copy for social media. It's always a question, what do I write in my posts? How do I get started? What do I say? How to write great website content and how to write content for your marketing materials, how to position your company as a leader in a way that feels true to values and vision of the company. And then a piece that I'm extremely passionate about is the idea of defining your brand in a way that makes it easier for you to onboard new team members or attract the right talent that's really aligned to what you're looking to do and can deliver the experience that you want to deliver to your customers. It's just an example of some of the most important concepts that I think that business owners will learn.
Once again, that was Allison J. Brand, creator of a marketing course that Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development Corporation is offering free of charge to 12 local businesses. For more information, all you have to do is head to ECDEV's website. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at Mix1037FM.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.